Actually, Jesus gave me a teaching on the virtue. He didn't give me the virtue. I'm still working on that, just like everybody else. The teaching he gave this morning was, I am your Jesus born incarnate. Today I will address the virtue of hope. Hope is faith and love and action. Hope is like a fisherman casting his net into the sea. He has faith that there are fish in the sea. If he casts his nets with holy love in his heart, he is able to hope that the loving God will bless his catch. Those who hope in the world or in mortal efforts aside from God will always be disappointed. Hope allows you to trust in God's provision and his divine will for you. Holy hope motivates your surrender to God, your self-abandonment. Holy hope lets you trust in God's mercy. Holy hope is like the farmer who, planting his crop, builds a great silo in hopes of a bountiful harvest. So too are you hopeful when you sacrifice and suffer, thus laying up for yourselves heavenly treasure. Those that hope in the Lord trust in me as well. Those that pray with hopeful hearts receive all they need and much more besides. If you do not love, you cannot trust. If you do not trust, you cannot hope. All the virtues blossom from a heart rooted in holy love. Make it known. So I just have a couple things to read. I hope you can bear with me. The first couple readings are from Divine Intimacy. Faith makes us know God. We believe in him with all our strength, but we do not see him. Our faith, therefore, needs to be supported by the certitude that someday we will see our God, that we will possess him, and will be united to him forever. The virtue of hope gives us this certitude by presenting God to us as our infinite good and our eternal reward. Faith tells us that God is goodness, beauty, wisdom, providence, charity, and infinite mercy. And hope adds that this God, so great, so good, belongs to us. He wants to be not only our eternal possession and our eternal beatitude, but even more here below. He wishes to be possessed by us through charity and grace. Even now, he invites us to live in intimate union with him. We look at the infinite God who is perfect and immensely higher than ourselves, a weak, miserable creature. And we wonder, how can I ever reach him and be united with him, who is infinitely beyond my capacity? And hope replies, you can, for God himself wishes it. It was for this reason that he created you and raised you to the supernatural state, giving you all the help necessary for such an arduous undertaking. So we have to have hope that Our Lady is going to lead us through the gateway to the New Jerusalem, through holy love, which is her Immaculate Heart, into divine love, union with Jesus' most sacred heart. But we have to surrender first. We have to abandon ourselves. Ask and it shall be given to you, Jesus said. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? That's Matthew chapter 7. The good things promised by Jesus are those contained in the act of hope, eternal life, and the graces necessary to attain it. This is the object of hope that we must ask for before everything else. The certitude of our hope is derived from the certitude of our faith. For I know whom I have believed, says St. Paul. And I am certain that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day, that is, unto eternal life. This certitude is not of the intellect, but rather of the will and the heart. It is the certitude which gives us full confidence in someone who we know loves us. And who loves us more than God? Who has given us more proofs of his love than God? Let us look at Jesus on the cross and repeat with St. Paul. The Son of God loved me and delivered himself for me. No greater love than this, no man hath but a man lay down his life for his friends. And now from a couple readings from the book, A Year with the Saints. We have to place all our hope in God, because without him we can do nothing. All things are grace, it says in Scripture. All things come to us through God's permitting will or his ordaining will. Be careful not to depend or rely much upon the friendship and protection of men, for they cannot sustain us by themselves. And when the Lord sees us leaning upon them, he withdraws from us. If he sees us depending too much on ourselves or too much on people around us, he'll step back. I've had this happen in my own life. And he'll say, okay, do it yourself when you need me. When you decide you need me, come to me. When one puts all his care on God and rests wholly upon him, being careful meanwhile to serve him faithfully, God takes care of him, and the greater the confidence of such a one, the more the care of God extends over him. Neither is there any danger of its failing, for God has an infinite love for those souls that repose in him. St. Catherine of Siena said, think of me, and I will think of you. This is what God said to her. And take care of all your interests. Now, just for our last little reading is from St. Charles Borromeo. Whoever serves God with a pure heart and setting aside all individual and human interests, seeks only his glory, has reason to hope for success in all he does, and especially under circumstances when, according to human judgment, there is no help, for the divine works are above the sight of human prudence and depend upon a loftier principle. A couple years ago, we were praying in a one-room schoolhouse, but we hoped that Jesus and Mary would find us a place, find us some property, and look what they have given us. not only property, but a building and many shrines and lakes besides. And I have to tell you that Our Lady told my husband and I last night that the angels on this property are very mischievous. And we have had four angels come with us every time we've taken our dog to the lakes, either St. Joseph or the Lake of Tears. And they are so happy to see her chase that frisbee into the lakes. They jump up and down. There's one little angel, smaller than all the rest, and she puts her hand over her mouth and she giggles every time that Mulligan goes after the frisbee. Our Lady has promised us that on the 5th of the month, many things will be revealed on cameras, so be sure to bring your cameras. That's all. I hope you, I hope you enjoy the snacks in the back and the fellowship. Thanks for coming, everyone.